I wonder how many of you have heard of the Conservative Political Action Congress, CPAC. It's a week-long event in, it used to be held in Washington, D.C. at the Hilton Hotel, but more recently it's moved out to Maryland. And Donald Trump has been addressing CPAC this afternoon. He was followed by Nigel Farage. Let's get more on this from Simon Marks, our U.S. correspondent. Simon, you'll be horrified to know that many moons ago I actually attended CPAC.
I wondered, actually, if you'd been to one of these
things before. I'll tell you, it's the weirdest thing I've ever been to. It's very, very slightly odd people. And there was one stand I remember one year. It was something like called sort of Americans for Families, as if nobody's going to be for families. Mm. And they had some sort of very anti-gay poster up. So I engaged this guy in conversation and sort of had a bit of a debate with him. And he was quite horrified to find out that he was talking to someone who was gay. Mm. And at the end of the conversation, I put my hand out and he like hesitated. And I just said, you will shake my hand. And he did. But it's full of those sort of faith, family and flag people, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. And that is why, Ian, Donald Trump's appearance at CPAC today was so interesting. Because yesterday they'd heard from his chief strategist, the grey cardinal of the White House, Stephen Bannon, who made this speech assuring them that what the Trump administration is all about, as he put it, is the deconstruction of the administrative state. And he threw the kind of ideological conservative red meat at CPAC delegates that they are used to lapping up from Republicans when they're in power and when they're out of it. Donald Trump struck a different tone today. First of all, he certainly didn't use the phrase deconstructing the administrative state, but he didn't allow core words like abortion to pass his lips. He didn't talk about marriage equality. He didn't talk about religious freedom. He didn't talk about any of the issues that faith, family and flags group would usually expect to hear from a Republican candidate. Instead, he insisted the core of his ideology is putting America and the interests of Americans first. Here's what he had to say.
The future belongs to all of you. And America is coming about. And it's coming back. And it's roaring and you can hear it. It's going to be bigger and better. It is going to be bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. He insisted the American military is going to be bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. He says he's going to ask Congress for a substantial increase in funding for the U.S. military when he unveils his budget. He gave voice once again to what is now his ritual attack on what he refers to as the fake media. He suggested that reporters should not be allowed to use anonymous sources, even though he's the same president who used anonymous sources to fuel the birther movement, if you recall, when he raised questions about whether Barack Obama was indeed an American citizen or not. The audience lapped it up, even though it's far from clear that Donald Trump necessarily hit all the conservative high spots ideologically that he could have been expected to hit. He was followed by Nigel Farage, who said the president's critics, including members of the media, simply do not understand the scale of the revolution that he says is sweeping the world.
They are in deep denial. They would like to wind the clock back to 2015 to pretend that none of this had ever happened. But just as Brexit becomes more popular by the day, President Trump will become more popular in America by the day.
Nigel Farage carrying some water there for Donald Trump at the CPAC conference. They really were very enthusiastic about Nigel Farage at that conference. There's no question that his reputation, certainly among the conservative delegates there, is very high. And then, what else do you think happened today? Well, who chose today to make a return to the public stage?
We as Democrats must move forward with courage, confidence, and optimism.
She is back, ladies and gentlemen, Hillary Clinton, in a video just released by the Democrats.
And stay focused on the elections we must win this year and next. Let resistance plus persistence equal progress for our party and our country.
So there you go. You've got your ideological choice. You can be in favour of deconstructing the administrative state, or you can be in favour of resistance plus persistence. Well, expect to see both on a bumper sticker before.
Well, I've been looking for a slogan for this programme because next month it's 4 years since I started presenting it.
So I think
Ian Dale at Drive, bigger, better, stronger than ever before.
Than ever before. Turn it
Don't
up
you
loud
think?
And rip off the knob. Absolutely.
I beg your
totally.
Pardon. On that note, Simon,
it's an old radio phrase.
I wish you a happy weekend.
And the same to you, Ian.
Thank you. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent. Right, calmness. It is 6:41. Let's go to Justin Urquhart-Stewart for some sense.
I'm sorry. He's
from Seven Investment Management, don't you know?
Yes, it's bigger and better, yes. Yeah. Let me just talk about two issues here. One, we've had the figures out of British Airways today. That's the International Airline Group, as they're called on the stock market. Profits up.